Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to be mostly favorable as we move through this next week to 10 days, with not much change in the outlook relative to that of yesterday. We do have three weather systems that will be marching across the region during this period of time, but neither one of them will likely have a big impact on farming activity. There will be some brief delays to field work because of the light rainfall that comes with each event, but we are not expecting to see any one of those events produce enough heavy rainfall to delay farming activity for more than a few hours to a half of day. We will look for the temperatures to stay in a seasonable range for a while longer. The temperatures will actually work their way a little bit further above average across parts of a larger portion of the Midwest as we go through this next few day period. It has been warmer biased in the western Corn Belt for a while, and the eastern areas, though, have been kept fairly mild. Now, the pattern is going to change long enough to allow for some of the warmer air to work its way eastward for a little while, but today will still be cool in the eastern areas. The temperatures this afternoon east of the Mississippi River will be mostly running in the 50s and 60s. The high temperatures tomorrow afternoon will be more 60s and 70s across the region, with the exception of Michigan and a few neighboring areas where still some upper 50 and lower 60 degree highs will be possible. The temperatures on Saturday afternoon will be seasonable, running in the 60s north and the 70s south, which is actually still a little bit warmer biased, but in a more seasonable range, I suppose, for some locations. Temperatures will turn a little bit cooler as we move towards the first part of next week in the western Corn Belt, but otherwise the eastern areas should continue to be warm through the weekend and into the early part of the week. Our lowest temperatures at night should not drop much lower than some 30s in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt. Otherwise, 40s and even some lower 50s will occur periodically across the region. Certainly southern areas will likely be warmest during this period of time. Our three weather events that are going to come into the region are expected to have a minor role to play. As I mentioned before, the first disturbance is already present in the western Corn Belt this morning. We've seen some light rainfall occur across those areas. The majority of the precipitation that has occurred has not been very significant, and any kind of delay in field work is going to be very brief as the precipitation lingers for a little while yet today. The precipitation, though, that does occur is expected to have a problem with holding together as it crosses the Mississippi Basin. We'll likely see most of the eastern Midwest totally unaffected by this storm system. It will end up staying dry in those areas, which is important because Ohio, Michigan, and parts of Indiana, even Kentucky, have had a little bit of a cool and moist bias for a number of days, and they do need to dry down in a more significant manner. Our second weather system to impact the region should come into play Sunday through Tuesday. This event will be focused on the upper portions of the Midwest, and it looks as though rainfall will be most significant from Minnesota to Michigan. Those areas will likely end up with perhaps a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of moisture. The lower parts of the Midwest will only get a few spits and spats of moisture with not much more than a quarter to a half inch of precipitation resulting, and the distribution of those amounts will be relatively low. After that system disappears, we'll have another chance for a few showers showing up at the end of next week and early into the following weekend. It now looks like that system will be much weaker than previously thought. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.